today. Hey, y'all. Let your spirit be poured out today. My God. Let a refreshing come today. Come on. Come on in the room. Share. I'm on one. I'm ready to get started. Come on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Woo. Let debt cancellation be today. Woo. Woo. Let freedom come today. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let fresh starts happen today. My God. Let newness be today. Woo. Let joy be restored today, Lord God. Let peace come today. My God. Thank you. 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 Thank you for being a good father. Woo. Thank you, Father. You are a good 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 father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are shifting things and you are changing things and you are moving things. Thank you, Lord God, that even as we pray today, we are being refreshed and we are being restored and we are being renewed and we are being revitalized. Lord God, help our unbelief today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that our faith is increasing this morning. Our belief and trust in you is increasing this morning. We thank you, Father God, for a sound mind. Woo! We thank you, Lord God, for a sound mind. We thank you, Lord God, for a sound mind. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father God, for the judgment of God and that it is acting in our favor. Thank you, Lord God, for the favor of God is moving circumstances and situations. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you, Lord God. So I'm just jumping in today. I ain't got no choice but to jump in today. Oh my God. There are some three parts I need to cover today, but I want to start by what God gave me this morning. He was showing me something in real time. I told you guys this 5 o'clock hour of prayer has been something like lately. It's just been something for me today. So I was up and declaring, and the Lord said to me, he said, as you pray, we will pray. Like there's a prophetic release. Ooh, there is something shifting. There is something happened. And the word he gave me was there would be that we were walking into a season of immediatelys. Here's to your immediately. Here's to your immediately that we were walking into a season of immediately. And he said something to me. That's why faith is so important. He said something to me this morning. He said, now, because you stood up, I can. He said, because you stood up, he said, I can. He said, because you stood up, now I can. And I was praying with one of my friends, and she said, and I've seen this before, so I understood. She said, I feel like God got up. And she said, the way I saw it, she said, I don't want to think it sounds strange. And I'm like, it's not strange. I've seen it before. She said, it was like he stood up, and I've seen it before. I've had an image of God. And as she was saying it, like he stood up and we entered in the judgment of God, and it was for our favor. It's like he stood up and said, no more. Woo! And when I woke up this morning, I had prayed and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I need a strategy for a particular situation. That's what I told him this morning, Tiff. I was like, I need a strategy for a particular situation. And so the Lord said to me, he said, the Lord, yeah, Sharon, like now, like not like now, like now. He said, but he told me, he said, Lakeisha, because you stood up. And he showed me this. He showed me through the prophet Elijah. He said, because you stood up, now I can do some things. Now I can move. And so he gives me, and I'm going to give you that. I got so much I got to give you this morning. I'm so excited. It says, but it's when she was saying it, it's like I saw God on the edge of his seat. Woo! I could see his face. I could see it. It's like I could just see his hands and his knees. And it's like he on the edge of his chair, and I saw him stand up and no more, like I'm handling this. And so when I got up this morning, the Lord told me, I said, Lord, I was asking him, I said, I need a strategy. I need you to tell me how to handle, because I had saw something. And I said, I need you to tell me how to handle what I need to do next. Ooh. And the Lord reminded me, he said, you pray prophetically the blood. Ooh. He said, you pray prophetically the blood. He said, the blood still works. The blood still stands. The blood still fixes. The blood still heals. Ooh. The blood still delivers. The blood still sets free. That's what the blood is, the standard. Ooh. And that's all he just kept saying to me this morning. He said, there's your strategy. He said, you stand up and you declare what the blood of Jesus. I said, show me how to handle this. And he says, the blood still works. It's the blood. It's the blood of Jesus. So I just begin, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over our mind. I plead the blood of Jesus over our soul. I thank you are healing us and taking us to the next level. The blood of Jesus over our children, the blood of Jesus in our home, the blood of Jesus over our cars, the blood of Jesus in our workplaces, the blood of Jesus over our finances, the blood of Jesus over our health. My God, the blood still works. The blood is still the standard. Woo! When the blood of Jesus is recognized and placed in position, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. When the blood of Jesus is in position, when we understand that the blood still works, that the blood covers, that the blood transforms, that the blood protects. Woo! When we really understand what's going on, what happened in the blood of Jesus, when we understand that in the name of Jesus, there is power, there is transition, when there is transformation. He told me, he said, nothing can stand. Woo! Nothing can stand, Keisha. He said, nothing can stand against the blood of Jesus. He said, nothing can. He said, nothing can. He said, nothing. He said, there's nothing that every name, everything must bow to the name of Jesus. Everything must shift because of the name of Jesus. My God, nothing can stand in your way because of the name, in the name of Jesus. And he said, so your strategy is in the blood. Woo! The blood of Jesus still comforts. Woo! Those that mourn, and when you feel, there's nothing. He said, there's nothing. There's no strategy. There's no sickness. There's no disease. There's no enemy. There's no diabolic plan. There's no demonic plan. There's no witch. There's no warlock. There's no soothsayer. I started taking authority. No, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the power of Jesus on this devotional today in your home. That's what he told me. He says, no, the strategy is the blood. He said, the strategy, the blood of Jesus tears down strongholds. He says, the strategy is the blood. Yeah, Jess, it's impenetrable. Nothing can stand in the middle of it. Nothing can stand against it. Nothing can come against you. Nothing can come against the blood. The blood of Jesus over your home is the standard, over your neighborhood, over your city, over your nation. He said, nothing is impossible when it comes to me. Woo! That's what he told me this morning. He said, nothing. He says, nothing is impossible. Let me tell you something. He said, nothing is impossible when it comes to me. He said, nothing, 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 nothing. That is the strategy. Pray and plead the blood. Stand up in my name. He said, stand up. That's what he told me. He said, stand up in my name. Ooh. Let me give you this first. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is how he showed it to me. When I told you, I said, because, come on, when I told you, I said, he said to me, he said, because you stood, now I can. Woo! You got to take that in your, because you stood, because you went back down. He said, now I can. He had told me this morning. He said, I was like, Lord, he said, the warfare that you have been under has been because of your next level. Welcome to your next level. And I was praying and talking to one of my friends. She was like, man, you sound strong. You sound different. I said, I woke up like this. It wasn't intentional. I woke up on one. I woke up in a new mindset. I woke up in a new thought process. And when he gave me the strategy and said, no, the strategy is the blood. Woo! The strategy is in the blood. It sounds so old school, but it's so real. Woo! Come on. It sounds so old school, but it can't, it's so real. Ooh. So I'm gonna give you a couple things God showed me. My God, thank you, Father. My God, My God, my God, my God. I'm going to give it to you a couple times. I got to stick with me this morning. Something being released. It's something very special transforming. God is moving. God is shifting. God is breaking. God is delivering. God is setting free. I don't know what circumstance or situation has happened and been occurring in your life and being on repeat, but you're about to see it immediately this morning. I'm going to give it to you. Just stay with me for a second. Woo! Come on. Come on. Start prophesying. Start declaring over yourself. What did God change your name to? Woo! Told you this is Isaiah 61 season. What did God change your name to? Woo! Come on. Come on. What did God change your name to? So we're going to 1 Kings 18. And 24. So first part of verse, it says a long time passed and God's word came to Elijah. The drought, they had been in a drought. Mary, I'm finna go. Jala, I'm finna go. B, I'm finna go. Listen, I love when the Lord. You ever been in a season and you see God and you know God is faithful, but you know still something ain't been right? Like, I've been in one of those seasons, Neil, where I know what God has said, but something ain't been right. Woo! I hear you, Lord. So it's what it said. It says a long time had passed and God's word came to Elijah. I'm going to say Lakeisha. The drought was now in the third year. And the message says, go and present yourself to Ahab. I'm about to make it rain. I'm gone. Kate. Sherry. Betty. Noel, he about to make it rain. Jess, you were right. Woo! I receive it. He just brought it through scripture. Jess, you were right. I receive it. Woo! He said, I hear you. He said, go make and present yourself to Ahab. I'm about to make it rain. Woo! See, so I had to catch myself the other day because I had been complaining about the rain and the Lord was telling me that the rain was necessary. Woo! For the growth that was about to happen. I'm finna go. He was telling me, he told me, it's necessary for the growth that's about to happen. Will you receive this for your life? He says, a long time passed and God's word came to Elijah. The drought was now in the third year. The message, go and present yourself to Ahab. I'm about to make it rain. And Tanya, you better prophesy. I told y'all this is a prophetic morning of release. And Tanya declared over her own life, he's about to make it rain for me. Woo! I dare you to be that bold. She said, he's about to make it rain for me. Woo! He's about to make it rain for me. My God, you got to see this the way the Lord is saying it this morning. Don't make up nothing. Don't put nothing on it. Don't spin it. Don't twist it. Come on. Say it like he said it. Come on. Noel said, I'm blessed and highly favored. Ooh! Noel declared out her mouth, release and make it rain. Can I tell you something? Can I tell y'all something? Yo, I need to help you because if not, you will stay in a position, a place of pitiful. And society likes for us to be pitiful. Remember, go over to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Your sins, God don't see your sins. You've already been washed. You've already been cleansed. You're free from that. You that ain't even nothing you should be. Only the enemy wants you to think your sins haven't been remitted. And this isn't permission for you to go live lawlessly. You won't live lawlessly because when a healthy fear of the Lord comes upon your life, you there are things that change about you because of the way that you love God. Come on. So 2 Corinthians 5:17 is made new and God forgot about it. My God, or you'll start focusing just on one part of your life. And the Lord is like, no, I'm trying to take everything out of your life, out of the drought. I'm finna go. Kendra, every area of your life finna come out this drought. Sharice, every area, I hear him this morning. Every area, y'all just stick with me. Every area of your life about to come out this drought. Woo! Your children about to come. See, in this, when it was about to rain, it wasn't raining just on Ahab because that's who's finna get the word. It wasn't raining just on Ahab. It was about to rain on the whole land because the whole land had experienced the drought. Jazz, everything in your life about to come out this drought. Ebony, everything in your life about to come out this drought. It's a shift. It's a change. And it's necessary for kingdom. And somebody will be sitting out there saying, well, this is not, if it's pulling on you in your spirit, then it's the word for you. Woo! You ought to declare that over your life. Everything in my life about to come out this drought. Everything in my life about to align with the word of God. Everything in my, every area about in my life. Come on, patient. Come on. Every area of my life. Woo! Come on. Every area of my life. So he says, a long time passed. Then God's word came. Come on, Adrian. Then God's word came to Elijah. The drought was now in the third year. The message, God, go and present yourself to Ahab. I'm about to make it rain on the country. Woo! So Elijah set out to present himself to Ahab. The drought in Samaria at the time was so severe. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ahab called for Obadiah, who was in charge of the palace. Obadiah feared God. He was very devout. Earlier, when Jezebel had tried to kill off all the prophets of God, Obadiah had hidden away 100 of them in 2 caves, 50 in a cave, and then supplied them with food and water. Ahab ordered Obadiah, go through the country, locate every spring and every stream. Woo! Let's see if we can find enough grass to keep our horses and mules from dying. So they divided the country between them for on the search. See, they was on search. They were in search of what was supposed to happen, what was getting ready to happen for them. Woo! Obadiah went his way, and suddenly there was Elijah. Obadiah fell on his knees, bowing in reverence, and exclaimed, is it really you, my master Elijah? Yes, said Elijah, the real me. Now go and tell your boss I've seen Elijah. Obadiah said, but what have I done to deserve this? Ahab will kill me. As surely as your God lives, there isn't a country or kingdom where my master has sent out search parties looking for you. And if they said, see, there was beef there. Woo! Can I tell y'all something? I'm a true believer that God will make your enemy your footstool. I am a true believer that God will make the person that oppressed you turn around and bless you. That is why I don't spend any time on what somebody does. Because if not, my carnal nature will make me stay at bay. But I'm a true believer that what you were at war with will turn into a place of worship. A place of change, a place of healing, a place of restoration. I just have deep thoughts about the things of God. Hold on. So it says, Obadiah went his way, and suddenly there was Elijah. And he says, Obadiah said, but what have I done? And he says, go and tell your master Elijah's found. The minute I leave you, the spirit of God will whisk you away to who knows where. Then I report to Ahab, you have disappeared, and Ahab will kill me. And I've served God devoutly since I was born. This is Obadiah. He's afraid to do it. Just go, Obadiah. And he says, I risked my life by hiding 100 of them. He's going on. He's giving his resume. He said, if I say Elijah be found, well, he'll kill me. And Elijah says, because he's in his authority, he says, as surely as the God of angel armies lives and before whom I take my stand. Remember, I told you, the Lord said, because you have stood. Woo! Now I can make it happen. That's what he told me this morning. I'm just reading to you what he gave me in the word. It's Elijah. Elijah said, as surely as the God of the angel armies lives and before whom I take my stand, woo, I'll meet with your master face to face this very day. Woo! So Obadiah went straight to Ahab and told him, and Ahab went out to meet Elijah. The moment Ahab saw Elijah, he said, so is you, old troublemaker. He said, it's not I who has caused trouble in Israel, said Elijah, but you and your government, you've dumped God's ways and commands and run after the local gods, the Baals. Here's what I want you to do. Assemble everyone in Israel at the Mount Carmel and make sure that the special pets of Jezebel, the 450 prophets and the local gods and the Baals and the 400 prophets of the Hor, Gardas, Asherah, and there are there. So Ahab summoned everyone in Israel, particularly the prophets, to Mount Carmel. Elijah challenged the people, how long are you going to sit on the fence? Woo! He said, how long are you going to sit on the fence? If God is the real God, follow him. My God. So this morning when the Lord says the strategy is the blood, if God is the real God and he says that the strategy is the blood, then the strategy is the blood. He says, how long? He said, the real God, follow him. If it's Baal, follow him. Make up your mind. Nobody said a word. Woo! You can't sit on the fence in this season. You can't sit on the fence. The Lord has showed you that if you stand up, he stands with you and it will shift. I'm finna go. I can't. The Lord has showed you that if you stand up, he'll stand with you and it will shift. That's a word for somebody right now. The Lord has shown you if you stand up, woo, it'll shift. It'll shift. If you stand up, he'll make a move and it'll shift, Ashley. It'll shift, Jess. It'll shift, Toya. It'll shift. Woo! If you get off the fence about what God can do, if you get off the fence about what the blood can do, if you get off the fence about your children, if you get off the fence about your marriage, if you get off the fence about your finances, if you get off the fence, he'll show you what he can do. He'll shift a thing for you. He'll move a thing for you. He'll release a thing for you. He'll empower a thing for you. He'll strategize a thing for you. He'll finance a thing for you. If you get off the fence, it'll shift. It'll move because this is the will of the Lord for you. He says, how long are you going to sit on the fence? If God is the real God, follow him. If it's Baal, follow him. Make up your minds. Not a word said. Then Elijah said, I'm the only prophet of God left in Israel. But there were more. And there are 450 prophets of Baal. Let the Baal prophets bring up two oxen. Let them pick one, butcher it, and lay it out and on the altar on the firewood. But don't ignite it. I'll take the other ox, cut it up, lay it on the wood. But neither will I light the fire. Then you pray to your gods, and I'm going to pray to my God. Woo! Come on. Come on. You pray to your gods, but I'm getting ready to pray to my God. And so if I ask the Lord, if the situation seems intense, if the situation seems hard, if the situation seems overwhelmed, and the Lord says to me, no, the strategy, Lakeisha, woo, come on, is that it's in the blood. You plead and pray and make the blood the standard over the situation. Wake up in the authority that I've given you in, come on, y'all, in the authority that I've given you in my name, not in your name. He told me this morning, he said, this thing ain't by your strength. He said, this thing ain't by your power. This thing ain't by your might. This thing is being done by my spirit. Woo! If you get off the fence. So he says, let the Baal prophets bring up two oxen. Let them pick up one butcher. Let it lay on the altar on the firewood, but don't ignite it. I'll take the other ox, cut it up, and lay on the wood, but neither will I light the fire. Then you pray to your gods, and I pray to my God. Then the God who answers with fire will prove to be, in fact, the God. All the people agree, a good plan. Let's do it. Elijah told the Baal prophets, choose your ox and prepare. You go first. Oh, come on. His confidence was in the Lord. Woo! He said, can you imagine how the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit was praying, is telling and talking to Elijah. He knows his authority. He said, you go first. So they took the ox that had been given them, prepared it for the altar. They prayed to Baal. They prayed all morning long. Oh, Baal, answer us. But nothing happened. Not so much as a whisper or a breeze. Desperate, they jumped and stomped on the altar they had made. Jackie. By noon, Elijah had started making fun of them, taunting, call a little louder. He is a God after all, right? Call a little louder. Maybe he's out meditating somewhere or other. Maybe he's gotten involved in a project, or maybe he's on vacation. You don't suppose he's overslept, do you, and needs to be waked up? He said, they prayed louder and louder, cutting themselves with swords and knives, a ritual common to them until they were covered with blood. This went on well past noon. They used every religious trick and strategy they knew to make something happen on the altar, but nothing happened. Can I tell y'all something? The only reason it hasn't happened is because you've been on the fence and you've still been trying to make it happen yourself. Can you take accountability for a second? Just for a second. Get off fence. Get off fence. Get off the fence. Get off fence. Been struggling, trying to make this thing happen for yourself. Get off. Keisha, me too, Keisha. Me too. Me too, Keisha. Me too. Me too. Like, me too. Can I be honest? Yeah, me too. I repented this morning, Tiff, for just that. Betty said, honey, child, yes, I have. Me too, honey, child, yes, I have. Me, yeah, oh, that's all they was doing. He had already told me, he said, get off the fence. He said, if God is the real God, follow him. If Baal is the real Baal, follow them. He said, so they done spent all day. This went on well past noon. Every trick, every strategy. Then Elijah told the people. I'm reading in the Message version of the Bible. Then Elijah told the people, he said, see, I told y'all, I prayed and asked the Lord. I said, there's a strategy. What do you want me to do with what I've seen? I saw something. I didn't like what I see. I said, what do I do with it? Woo! And he said, the answer is the blood. He gave me the strategy. So I said, then Elijah said to the people, he said, enough of that. It's my turn. He said, gather around. And they gathered. He then put the altar back together, for by now it was in ruins. Woo! The impossible. It was in ruins. Elijah took 12 stones, one for each of the tribes of Jacob, the same Jacob to whom God had said, from now on, your name is Israel. He built the stones into the altar in honor of God. Then Elijah dug a fairly wide trench around the altar. He laid firewood on the altar, cut up the ox, put it on the wood, and said, fill 4 buckets with water. He didn't just build the altar. It looked like what he was doing was impossible. He said, fill 4 buckets with water and drench both the ox and the firewood. Then he said, do it again. And they did again. Then he said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time. The altar was drenched and the trench was filled with water. When it was time for the sacrifice to be offered, Elijah the prophet came up and prayed. He said, oh God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Woo! Come on. I told God this, Key, didn't I say it this morning? I told God this morning, I said, you're going to have to make it known. Woo! This is what I was talking to him. Sharice, this is how I was telling him this morning. I said, you're going to have to make it known that you're with me. You have to make it known that you in this situation. You're going to have to make it known that your hand is on my life. My God, as a demonstration of you, like this is what he said. He said, God, oh God. That's how he prayed. That's why I say you got to get some bold prayers. He said, God, oh God. He said in Israel. He said, I need you to make it known right now that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant. And that I'm doing what I'm doing under your orders. Answer me, God. Oh, answer me. And reveal to this people that you are God, the true God, and that you are giving these people another chance at repentance. I need you to reveal to your people today. This is how I was praying before I got on the devotional. I need you to reveal to them today. I need you to make it known. Don't leave me out here by myself, delivering, preaching, giving, teaching, and you not make it known that you are God. They need to see it in their life. They need a divine deliverance. They need something to be shaken. They need something to be stirred. They need something to shift. They need to experience your power. They need to see your provision. They need a break in their health. They need a break in their mental. They need a break in their finances. They need to see something shift today. Make it known. Make it known. That's what I asked them. I need you to make it known. Make it known. Answer me. Reveal to me today that you are God and that you are giving your people another chance. Stassi, I need you to tag. Is Brandy Hale on here? Stassi, I need you to tag Brandy. I need you to tag Brandy. I need you to tell Brandy and help Brandy understand that God has given her another chance. Stop looking at the immediate of her situation. It doesn't matter about the immediate situation. It matters where God is about to take her to. Come on, immediately. See, this is where the Lord told me. He showed me. See, usually he gives me a scripture and I still trust that immediately. It says immediately. Woo! Jackie, restoration to your household. Immediately, the fire of God fell, burned up the offering, the wood, the stones, the dirt, and even the water in the trench. And all the people immediately, come on, immediately. Lord, I need to see an immediately. I need to see an immediately, Sharon. I need to see an immediately, Stassi. I need to see an immediately, Lavenda. Y'all need to see an immediately. Some of y'all need to see. This ain't something you're not. Can I tell you something? I'm not really worried about the pressure I've been under, because God will relieve the pressure in due time. He already has. It's the immediately I need. Ashley Price, it's the immediately I need to see. It's the immediately, Angela, I need to see. Angela, I need to see the immediately. I need to see the release. I need to see the shift. I need to see the change. I need to see the words. I need to see it dry up. I need to see it be different. Woo! It's the immediately for me. Woo! Come on. So God, oh God, answered. And it says, immediately the fire of God fell, burned up the offering, the wood, the stones, the dirt, and even the water in the trench. All the people saw it happen and fell on their faces in awe of God. Lord, I need you to leave us in awe of you today. Woo! I need you. I need this. Your people need this. We trust you. We love you. I need you to leave us in awe of you today. Woo! In awe of you. Jazz, it's already happening. It's already happening. I need you to leave us in awe of you today. So that was the first thing this morning. Let me give you the second thing. I told you you got to hold tight. It's layers to this today. Ooh, come on. It's layers to this today. The word is unlocking. The word is proofing. My God, you can trust in this word today. My God, I thank you for your word today. So the next thing I was praying, come on, don't act like that, Devon. So the next thing that I was praying this morning was I heard the Lord tell me, and I was like, Lord, you got to show me this in the scripture, because I don't like to just say anything. And he had me. It's in Luke 9:54-55 and 2 Kings 10, where Elijah answers and said, I'm a man of God, so let fire come down from heaven and burn you up and your 50 men. And then Luke 9:54-55, when the disciples James and John saw this, the Lord without they commanded fire to come down from heaven and consume, right? And so this morning the Lord had me, Lord, I thank you that holy fire fall and burn up anything that does not align in our lives with the word of God, and all consuming fire that's not about you, that's about the circumstances and the situations and the things that has tried to prevent you. Woo! Lord, I thank you that the all consuming fire burn up the chaff, burn up the things in our lives that have been causing the hindrances and the delays. So when Elijah said, burn it all up about fire, he was saying, Lord, be God. Woo! Let me give you the next part of what he gave me this morning. Woo! Come on, come on, come on. There's a shifting, there's a shaking, there's a releasing, there's a relief. My God. So we're going over to John. That's what he told me. John 14. We're going over to John 14, 13, 17. Come on, y'all. Oh, my God. We're going over to John 14, 13, 17. Oh, my God. Thank you, Father, for your word today. Thank you, Father, for your word today. Thank you, 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 thank you. This is Jesus speaking. Somebody say, put this Jesus. This is Jesus speaking. This is Jesus speaking. This is Jesus speaking. This is what he says. He says, believe me. Come on. He said, believe me. Woo! Believe me. I am in my Father, and my Father is in me. Woo! This is Jesus speaking. He said, if you can't believe that, then believe what you see, these works. Woo! He said, if you can't believe that, he said, if you can't believe it's me, he said, but then believe these works. Woo! That's what he said. He said, the person who trusts in me will not only do what I'm doing, but even greater things, because I'm on my way to the Father and giving you the same work. So when he says to me this morning, the strategy is the blood of Jesus. The strategy is in my name. The strategy is in my name. Take course. The strategy is in my name, Vanessa. Ashley Price, I don't know you. I don't know what you need, but you're pulling on me on this morning. So by your faith, be it unto you. Woo! I don't know, Ashley. I don't know what the need is. I don't know you, woman of God, but you hear it on purpose and you hear it intentionally, and by your faith be it unto you, by the fact that you just showed up, by the fact that you still standing, by the fact that you didn't back down, by the fact that you didn't quit, by the fact that you didn't kill yourself, by the fact that you didn't take it off the table. Ashley, I don't know what you need. I don't know what you're standing for. I don't know what the Lord has spoken. I don't know what you petition for, but by your faith be it unto you. Come on. So it says, believe me, I'm in my Father. My Father is in me. If you can't believe that, believe what you see. These works. The person who trusted me will not only do what I'm doing, but even greater things, because I, on my way to the Father, am giving you the same work to do that I've been doing. You can count on it. You cannot be called into purpose, called into kingdom, except Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you not have the power that working went in. That's why Paul was praying, Ephesians 1, 17, 21, Lord, let them wake up to the power that's on the inside of them. So he says, you can count on it from now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I'm doing, I'll do it. Can I say it again? You want to hear it? You need me to hear it. You need to hear it again. So when you take authority in the blood over your house today, when you get off the devotional and you lay your hand on your children and you say, in the name of Jesus, I don't care what you see in your kids right now. Call forth what you want to see. Stop talking about what you ain't seeing. Call for, I don't care what you see in your finances right now. He gonna give you the strategy. He gonna give you the wisdom. He gonna give you the knowledge. He gonna give you the understanding. He gonna give you the discernment. He gonna give you all of it, but call it forth to how you want to see it. I don't care what you see in your health today. I don't care what you see in your children's health. Just stop. Don't lay down in that thing. Get off the fence. Get off the fence. Lay your hands on yourself. You don't have to have me touch. Lay your hands on yourself today. In the name of Jesus, this ain't right in my kingdom. Cancer don't belong in my kingdom. Anxiety don't belong in my kingdom. Come on, come on, come on. Depression don't belong in my kingdom. My God, fear don't belong in my kingdom. My kingdom is trying to be offset by darkness, and that don't even line up with what your word said, because I am light, and where light is, light dispels darkness. Come on. I don't care where it's off in your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, in the name, get off the fence. In the name of Jesus, I don't care where it looks like, Noel, in your marriage. In the name of Jesus, the kiss you received was a holy kiss. Now go be, Charisse, I don't care, in the name of Jesus. This is Jesus. He says, you can count on it from now on. Whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I'm doing, I'll do it. That's how the Father will be seen for who he is in the Son. I mean it. Whatever you request in this way, I'll do it. John 14, 14 means anything we ask for in prayer, according to the character of God and the will of God, it is to be granted. Stop letting them make you think you're supposed to be broke. No. In the character and the nature of God, God is a good provider. He told you don't worry about a house. He told you don't worry about food, right? You can balance that thing out. Lord, do I need a smaller house? Don't even worry about the things that you've been worried about. Ask him, because the strategy is in him and he'll tell you what to do next. But he is an amazing provider. Isaiah 61, we've been reading, you'll receive your pay on time. Woo! So anything that I ask in his name. So when the Lord says it's an immediately season, it's because I'm asking in his name. This ain't witchcraft. I ain't no warlock. I ain't no suso, and I ain't God. But in his name, his will is possible for my life. His will is possible for my sons. His will is possible for my marriage. His will is possible for my health. It's possible. So I'm going to get off the fence. And I'm going to pray I'm going to pray. I'm going to get off the fence. And wherever I've been on the fence, Lord, give me. So let me tell y'all some of for those of us who have been on the fence. Some of y'all might not have been on the fence, but I've got a few things in my life, man. I get off the fence, on the fence, off the fence, on the fence, and I ain't trying to be Humpty Dumpty. I just come on. Some of y'all get it right. Y'all got y'all own roar, y'all own struggle. I struggle sometimes. There are some things that he has to still help me with my unbelief. There are some things he has said to me that I have to, hey, you're gonna have to, I believe you. I trust you. I love you. I know you're real. I hear you, but I'm still struggling with my unbelief in this particular area. So I need you to help. I need you to help me. I don't even come. Can I tell you something? How I've learned acceleration and increase occurs in my life. I don't even come to him with my strength. I come to him in my weakness because he promised me in my weakness, he would make that thing strong. Woo! But I'm going to get off this fence. Woo! I'm going to get off this fence. I don't have it. I'm going to get that. No, I'm going to get off. And it is not a lack of faith for you to talk to your God in real time about where you are. I tell him all the time, I'm struggling. This is a part because he told me in my weakness, I become strong. He becomes the strength for me. I don't have to be strong in everything. I don't have to be know it all. I don't always have. There are some places that only his strength can do it. There are some places that only his power can do it. There are some places that only his might can do it. There are some places that only his spirit can do it. Woo! My God. So I'm getting ready to, if you want to see another immediately, you can go to the woman with the issue of blood. I think I've provided enough evidence today of what God is saying to us through the scripture. I'm never going to give you something that I don't provide evidence of what he's saying in the scripture, but I need you to refresh today. And here's what I'm saying. What the Lord said to me this morning was, he said, too many of y'all got open tabs. And so your spiritual memory has slowed down. I'm gone. That's what he showed me this morning. That's what he showed me this morning. So it's like on your computer, on phone. Some of y'all don't know your phone running slow because you got so many open pages on your phone. My children had to show me that one time. He said, go look at all the open pages. That's why your phone is glitching. That's why it's slow. That's why it's not functioning the way it's supposed to. You got too many open tabs. You got too many open tabs. There's too many open tabs. You need to close these tabs today. So that you can refresh your computer. Woo! You need a spiritual refresh today, but you're going to have to go close them open tabs. You're going to have to let go of those memories. You're going to have to tell the Lord, give me candy. You're going to have to ask him, I need you to give me a new way of thinking towards this thing that you have placed me in that I've still been struggled with. I got to close the tabs out. Woo! I got to close these tabs out. I got too many open tabs, too many things I'm focused on, too many memories, too many things that I'm in replay, too many things that I've been revisiting. Woo! So I got to close. I got to close the tabs. Lord, give me new thinking for the situation that I'm in because you haven't moved me out of it. Woo! You haven't delivered me from it. You haven't changed the assignment. So I got too many tabs open. So I need to close the tabs to what has happened and just open up the one tab that's real time in the Holy Spirit. Ooh. So Father God, I thank you that today you are giving us a new way to think towards the things that are happening in our lives. We're closing off the memories. We're closing the tabs. We're closing off the old way of thinking. We will begin to celebrate. We will begin to exercise in truth. Woo! We will begin to move forward. We will begin to be hopeful. We will begin to get excited. My God, because you are about to make it rain. I dare you. I triple, double, dog dare you to declare today in the name of Jesus that the drought has ended. I double, dog, triple, dog dare you. In the name of Jesus, The drought has ended. The drought has ended in my finances. The drought has ended in my health. My God, some of you, no. The drought, even for those of y'all that have been searching for a new place to stay, I hear the Lord saying that the drought is ended. The door will open for the place for you to stay. You'll know exactly where you're supposed to go. It does not matter. And you need to get your hands off of it and trust that the Spirit of the Lord is telling you this is where you need to go. I don't care if it's smaller. I don't care if you look like some of y'all been scrambling for a place to stay. And the Lord is like, no, the door is getting ready to open for you. I'm not going to leave you homeless. Woo! The miracle is in the making. Why? Because how we prayed for God to show up and be God. I triple dog dare you in the name of Jesus. The drought has ended in my finances. In the name of Jesus, the drought has ended in my health. Hey, can I take, I dare you in your singleness. I'm finna go. I'm throwing something. Can I throw a towel in myself? I'm finna slap my own self. In the name of Jesus, the drought has ended for my singleness. Woo! Now, when you say this, if you have plenty, show up. Just ask God to give you wisdom. Woo! Now, when you say this and you have plenty, show up. Just ask God. Tiffany, the other day when I had said what I said about your marriage and that your husband was not here, a woman of God called me and said, I saw her walking in a very busy city and she looked and he looked and they connected eyes and that's where your man was, but it was in a very, very, very busy city. It was a very busy city. Now, y'all, I'm just telling y'all, when y'all say the drought has ended in my singleness, now y'all need to be specific. Don't be lazy in this. Don't just say the drought has ended. There are some things that you need to indicate the drought has ended in your life that you need to spiritually apply pressure because in the name of Jesus, the drought has ended in my singleness. In the name of Jesus, the drought has ended in my finances. In the name of Jesus, the drought has ended in my health. In the name of Jesus, the drought has ended over Javen, Jaleel, Jermaine, Josiah, Judah, Lyric, Logan, Shiloh, Zayden, and Casey. In the name of Jesus, the drought has ended in LMJ Ministries. In the name of Jesus, come on, y'all. Begin to declare that the drought is ended because guess what's going to happen next? God is going to make it happen. The rain is going to come. Woo! Make it rain in this place. Thank you, Lord. Can I just give it back to you again so you'll have it? Elijah 18:1-2, a long time passed. Then God's word came to Elijah. The drought was now in his third year. The message, go and present yourself. So he said, go tell them. He said, go tell them that the drought is ending. That's what he told him. He said, present yourself. I'm about to make it rain in the country. He's about to make it rain. Two, the other thing he told us is get our butts off the fence. Woo! He said, get up off the fence. Third thing he gave was to pray. Make it known right now that you are God in Israel and that I'm your servant. That's the third thing we pray. The fourth thing he asked us to do is to ask for fire to burn up the unholy things, the chaff, the things that have put delays and hindrance in our life. And then he confirmed in his word that if we would ask in his name, because we are asking according to his will, we should see a shift and we should see it immediately. The drought is ended. The drought is ended. The drought is ending. And I dare you to put a date on it. Come on. I dare you to put a date on it. By your faith be it unto you. Come on. Lord, I thank you for helping us where we have not had a hard time believing. I thank you for your word that went forth today. I thank you for the people of God. I thank you for you are stirring something in them. And because of their faith today, something is shifting, something is lifting, something is breaking, something is moving, something is correcting, something is coming in alignment. You said you'd make our crooked places straight. It's not just about sin. Thank you, Father God, that our life is coming into an alignment. Thank you, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Woo! Give us this day our daily bread. Thank you for keeping us from evil and all harm. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. I want to say something to you. If the Lord places on your heart to partner with this ministry today, to give to the ministry, go to the website, lmjministries.org, and you can find all the ways you can give, Cash App, PayPal, all that stuff is available on the website. But I want to bless you before I go. Tomorrow, ladies, prayer call, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you've never been with us, it is not a regular prayer call. It is mentorship. It is whatever. And we've been talking about kingdom finances. And I believe the Lord is going to let me continue to talk about our finances and how we steward and what we do so that the Lord can show up, right? I thank you. The other day, one of my friends was believing God for a job, and she put a now on it. She said, today, now I'm going to get the call for the interview. A few hours later, she called me. She said, they called me for the interview. I know, because you're in the divine timing of God. If you go to the website and subscribe to the website, you'll get information on how to get on the prayer call tomorrow. Woo! So I want to do this. I want to pray the priestly blessing over you. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God smile on you and gift you. May God look you full in the face and make you prosper. Now, listen, this is what the Lord said when he told the priest to pray this. He said, in doing so, they will place my name on the people of Israel. When I pray the priestly blessing over you, it places God's name on you. Woo! And then God said, I will confirm it by blessing. I will confirm it by blessing. Hey, Sharon, check your email, because we send them out. We send them out every Friday. If you subscribed last week, the email for a prayer call will come out on Friday. So check it, or you can send us a DM and check your spam, because we send the email out every Friday. My God, thank you. Thank you for that, Bridget. Bridget said last week had her in a way. She has so many blessings from the small seed she sowed. So Jess, thank you for telling us to sow last week. She said she has so many blessings from the seed that she sowed last week. Thank you for that. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you so much more. Do me a favor. Go be loved today. The only one. Jessica just dropped her email, jessica@justbeinglmj.com. She can send you the prayer call information. Go with God today. Go in excitement today. Go be blessed today. You're going to see. I just truly believe there's going to be so many testimonies from today because of the way we prayed, and we prayed the will of God. And Bridget said she saw her blessings immediately. And I believe that. 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 And I trust that. Delisa, I don't know which scripture you're talking about. It may be the priestly blessings. It's in Numbers. And then we were in 1 Kings 18. We were in John. We place them usually in the chat. I love you so much. I'll see y'all back Monday. I'll see some of y'all on the prayer call and Saturday morning. Love, woo! Peace, and blessings. Lord, I thank you for the immediately today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.